President Trump's tweets about Puerto Rico military families rank among his 10 worst received ever by Ryan Teague Beckwith and Pratik Rabala. President Trump's handling of Puerto Rico and military deaths rank among his worst under a popular metric for measuring responses to tweets. It's called the ratio, and it refers to tweets that get more replies than likes. Since there's no way to downvote a tweet, a high number of replies without likes is typically a sign that many users were disagreeing with you. Because Trump has so many followers, 40 million under the most recent count, making him the most followed world leader on the social networking platform, it's fairly hard for him to get a bad ratio. Only one tweet about Morning Joe co-host Mika Brzezinski received more replies than likes, the measure of a poorly received tweet. But several tweets in September and October about Puerto Rico, military families, an Alabama Senate race, and his relationship with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson rank among his worst ratios of replies to likes since he became president. Here's a list of his top 10 tweets according to the ratio, according to an analysis by Time. Criticizing Morning Joe host Mika Brzezinski, 89,000 replies, 79,000 likes. To Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me. She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. Lamenting the failure of the skinny Obamacare repeal. 92,000 replies, 92,000 likes. Three Republicans and 48 Democrats let the American people down. As I said from the beginning, let Obamacare implode, then deal. Watch. Attacking the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico. 53,000 replies, 57,000 likes. Such poor leadership ability by the mayor of San Juan and others in Puerto Rico who are not able to get their workers to help. Responding to the loss of a Senate candidate he backed, 44,000 replies, 47,000 likes. In analyzing the Alabama primary race, fake news always fails to mention that the candidate I endorsed went up many points after the endorsement. Criticizing an account of his phone call with a military widow, 63,000 replies, 73,000 likes. Democrat Congresswoman totally fabricated what I said to the wife of a soldier who died in action, and I have proof. Sad. Promoting his administration's efforts in Puerto Rico, 65,000 replies, 78,000 likes. Nobody could have done what I've done for Puerto Rico with so little appreciation, so much work. Arguing that emergency response in Puerto Rico can't last forever. 53,000 replies, 65,000 likes. We cannot keep FEMA, the military, and the first responders, who have been amazing under the most difficult circumstances, in Puerto Rico forever. Criticizing an NBC News report about Secretary of State Rex Tillerson allegedly calling him a moron. 77,000 replies, 99,000 likes. With all of the fake news coming out of NBC and the networks, at what point is it appropriate to challenge their license? Bad for country. Responding to former FBI Director James Comey's accounts of their interactions, 59,000 replies, 76,000 likes. James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press. Responding to coverage of Michael Flynn's resignation, 84,000 replies, 110,000 likes. The real story here is, why are there so many illegal leaks coming out of Washington? Will these leaks be happening as I deal on North Korea, etc.?